Hey guys, guess what?
What? What?
We're rich!
All right.
Go on. I like this.
We're rich. We're rich.
Len's rich?
We're rich. We're rich.
Okay. Yeah.
We're rich. Is this not ringing any bells?
Oh, this is that moment in Clue where Tim Curry discovers the bag of money.
No. We're rich. I'm just Deep Rock Galactic, you know, when the dwarves go like, we're rich. We're rich. We're rich.
Was it Rock and Stone?
I haven't played that game in a hot minute.
Anyway, it's a reference. But we as Americans are now rich.
Oh, sick. Who said so?
The news said so because guess what? Hold your balls because this is about to get wild. 2.34 billion metric tons of rare earth elements discovered in Wyoming.
Oh, that is good.
It is good.
That's important.
Yeah.
So Wyomingans are rich?
No, Wyoming's part of America. We split that evenly.
They're going to share it with the rest of us. Yeah.
Yeah.
Go on. When do we get our cut?
Oh, I don't know, but they got to start mining it. So it'll probably be like dividend payments over a long period of time. And then we'll be getting them checks in the mail or something like that.
Mm. Okay. Like $1 billion each or how much?
The estimate is, and I'm not 100% sure, this is all just conjecture, but the estimate for the 2.34 billion metric tons of rare earth elements is about a few quadrillion dollars.
I'm sure there won't be any huge fights about that or anything. I'm sure there aren't like corporations swooping in trying to buy up land, trying to drink your milkshake.
Yeah, yeah. I don't think you can slurp rare earth minerals through a straw, but it's pretty cool.
That's what makes them so rare.
All right. Okay. You guys don't seem to be getting the magnitude of what this means for all of us, right?
Is it like a magnitude 4?
It's bigger.
I do actually appreciate what this means. Rare earth minerals is what you need to make fancy computer stuff. My understanding is that like most of the rare earth minerals that are currently available are in China.
Yes, exactly.
Sometimes, all of the time, we're not so chill with them is kind of the problem. They're not a big fan of American companies or people.
Yeah.
Sometimes.
So I want to put this in perspective for you guys because you don't seem to realize how earth-shatteringly important this is. China had the previous lead, a monopoly on rare earth elements and minerals and whatnot. Guess how much they had?
They had approximately 12.29% of the global rare earth production.
Yes.
In 2023.
At 44 million tons.
So what is a rare earth mineral specifically? What are we looking at?
Medium rare, well done.
Yeah. Yeah, like can we eat?
It's certain elements that are necessary and certain like compounds that are necessary to make advanced components. You've got your lithiums and whatnots and your various little buddly-doos and you got your dioxides and your and your...
Is this land for sale? Can we buy it before they scoop it up and start doing this?
Yeah, Mark, are you ahead of the game on this one? Can we make an investment?
I've been buying land in Wyoming for years now because it was cheap, dirt cheap.
Yeah.
No one was... this actually is a bigger deal than people think because, okay, China had a monopoly with 44 million tons. We just found 2.3 billion.
Yeah, but you got to get it out of the... It's in the earth.
Yeah, of course.
Which sounds hard. Is it not as hard as I think? You seem to be not worried about that.
Yeah, well, people have been doing it for a while and, you know, environmental impact be damned. There's money to be made and there's progress to be had. So essentially, and this kind of, and I don't know, this is 2.3 billion tons of raw material. I don't know how much it will refine down to, like it could be a significant fraction of it. But what it means is that China no longer has a monopoly on these things.
No, in fact, they've got only like 2% of what we have. Is that good math?
That would be the approximate math if it was 100% pure 2.3 billion tons. America bought 75% of China's supply of rare earth elements and minerals. Now America doesn't have to do that anymore.
So as long as we get purity rings and put it on the rocks and make sure it's not having any unprotected early sex, then we'll be quadrillionaires.
So the people who lived on and owned that land up to this point, they're definitely going to reap the benefits of this, right? Nothing bad is happening to them?
Yeah, definitely.
They've already been killed. The bodies are gone.
It's already happened three times. We're on the fourth family whose family has ranched this land for decades.
It's haunted at this point, very impure, very terrible.
That reminds me of, like, there's a Reddit story of someone talking about how, like, they worked for someone who owned a lot of land, or they knew someone who owned a lot of land or married into it, and they asked their parents, like, oh, how'd you get all this land? And they went, oh yeah, my grandpa, he shot everyone else who had land.
Sure.
And took it. And this was before there were cops or laws or anything. So yeah, he just killed everyone. And that's how he got it. Glad those days are over. They're getting me. I'm back.
You're spreading the secrets of the rare earth elements, Mark.
So, you guys don't seem to, like, no, well, so be impressed.
Question. You don't necessarily know this either, but rare earth minerals, whatever, rare earth stuff, everything that falls under the category of rare earth elements is actually not equally valuable, is my understanding.
Yes.
Do they have any idea if we have the good kind or the useless kind of rare earth stuff?
It's a good kind. As far as I can hear, it's the good kind.
What are the good elements? Is it plutonium, uranium?
Those are not rare.
Talc?
Talc.
You know, the periodic table, uranium, plutonium, talc.
Talc, oatmeal, uranium.
Sedimentary.
Yeah. It's apparently good. I don't know how good, but it's apparently good. And people that seem a lot smarter than me talking about it seem to have the idea that it's going to change the entire power balance in the world. Oh, I got a list.
Ooh.
Holy shit. I actually have a list. Scandium, lanthanum, cerium, praseodymium, neodymium for magnets. That actually is incredibly important.
Hey, magnets. Yeah, no, we need magnets.
Aren't those useless when they get wet?
That's true. I heard that somewhere.
Yeah, you're right. You're right. But they'll dry them out. They'll dry them out. Don't worry. It's in Wyoming. Very dry. Yttrium, europium, gadolinium.
Europium? What about usium?
Huh?
Actually, that's actually what they call it here. Technically, it's called europium, but we call it freedomium.
I think there actually is, like, an americum, like, element or some shit like that.
Americanum. Offspring's thing about that.
Dysprosium.
Dysprosium.
Disposium? That's what they did with the family that owned it.
You right. Thulium, ytterbium, lutetium.
Lutetium? I love lutetium.
They got uranium. They've got uranium and thorium.
Is that like uranium-235 and uranium-236?
They got uranium oxide in its U308 form, and then they got uranium oxide in its UO2 form.
Sure.
And thorium dioxide, they have that as well. Technically, scandium is scandium Discandium trioxide. Lanthanum is dilanthanum trioxide. Cerium is in its form. This is the form it's in.
Oxide keeps getting into all this shit. I feel like oxide's really ruining the party.
Well, yeah, because these are mostly metals or metal forms, you know, of elements. And so, yeah, they oxidate. They oxidize.
Don't we all?
Oxoxidize.
Yeah, they oxoxidize. Yeah, so those are what's been found, and it seems pretty good. And it's going to make it so that America continues to be the technological center of the world and will retain the power of everyone. New World Order!
As a stable country that cares about all of its citizens equally, I'm excited for our country to have that kind of power. This episode is brought to you by Mint Mobile. No more overpriced phone plans necessary. Big monthly bills, unexpected overages, expensive, and outdated.
Or you could stay outdated. Vintage is in.
My old phone has the perfect patina of Cheetos dust and teenage stank.
Okay, I have a better option. Mint Mobile, for a limited time, they have wireless plans that include unlimited talk, text, and data for just $15 a month. Upgrade your plan today at Mint Mobile. For limited time, wireless plans from Mint Mobile are $15 a month when you purchase a three-month plan. That's unlimited talk, text, and data for $15 a month. To get this new customer offer, go to mintmobile.com/distractible. That's mintmobile.com/distractible. mintmobile.com/distractible.
$45 upfront payment required, equivalent to $15 a month. New customers on first three-month plan only. Speed slower above 40 gigabytes on unlimited plan. Additional taxes, fees, and restrictions apply. See Mint Mobile for details.
You won't believe it, guys, but I have to go to the door. You won't believe it, but I'll be back.
All right, so wait, right? Yeah. This is big.
Deal?
No, not. There's no deal to be made.
All right, we shook on it.
I didn't shake.
Oh, this seems like a big deal. It seems like a huge deal. 44 million versus 2.3 billion, and that was the previous world leader. I can't wait for the prices of everything to go down. We are going to experience a great boon in economy, and everyone's going to benefit, and I'm sure that greedy corporations won't ruin this for us.
Probably. This is such a significant find, I believe the American government is going to swoop in and be like, no one else is getting this. We are doing this ourselves.
Well, our government's very stable, and I think that's a great idea. I think that they should be the ones in power. I remember them talking to Mr. Zuckerberg about bringing internet to the country, and by the country I mean the boonies, and therefore I'm sure they know what they're doing when it comes to technological innovations and resources.
The thing is, though, the general elected government is obviously, the capabilities are here and there, but people often underestimate just how high up the expertise goes in certain departments of the government.
The CIA.
Yes, but I don't think they're in charge of this. But there are departments full of people that are like at the top of their field, incredibly capable. Underestimating them is often a mistake.
How do we become part of that?
What field are you top of?
Any. I'm pretty malleable. I'm ready. Put me in, coach. Let's see what I can do. Sub me in.
I love your eagerness. You know, a military recruiter would love to hear from you, I'm sure.
I'm too tall and I got bad feet. They just want to duct tape me to a tank if I go to the military.
You're gonna be tank armor. They just strap you on there.
They're like, oh, feet like that, body like that, just duct tape them on the front, bullet sponge.
That ass, mortar rounds will bounce right off of that. All right.
If only. Or I could catch them and recycle them.
How are you gonna
spread me wide, coach.
You just got your head leaned over the top opening. You're like, oh, got another one.
It's the mini game where my bare ass is sliding around catching mortars.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. Well, you have a keen understanding of how the military-industrial complex occurs.
Hey, I'm sharp like a tic-tac.
Who's crying? Why is Henry crying out there?
Hopefully no more shit. Well, if his little belly and intestines aren't doing well, he might need to go out again.
He might. Yeah, he might be right. Let me see if...
I'll hold down the fort. I'll do it.
All right, you do that.
All right, 10 points to me. I think that's fair. How y'all doing? I know that we understand each other, 100%. Especially those of you that are part of the subreddit. My fans know no bounds, and we have a mutual respect and understanding of what's fair. And I just want you all to know I appreciate you having my back. These guys, they're all about those lenses and life and whatnot. Me, I'm just here to have a good time. And I think you guys are too. That's why we get along so well. So it's nice having a moment, just us. For me to say thank you for having my back. That being said, it's a little contentious sometimes, you know, at least on the outside. Mark, Bob, and I, though, we're good. Even whenever, like, horribly cruel, unfair injustices occur, I knew what I was signing up for with this podcast. You guys know by watching those things happen. Sometimes it's for the meme, sometimes it's funny, sometimes it can go a little over the top, but all in all, if there's ever a problem, we will handle it internally and you guys don't have to so viciously attack. But I do appreciate y'all having my back. But end of the day, we're just three friends hanging out, having a good time, and you guys are a part of it and get to see our shenanigans and listen to our conversations and witness the horrible atrocities these two commit against me. But it's okay, because it's fun. You guys know I stir the pot intentionally sometimes. Like, there are times I'm really just cranking it up a notch because I want to see if I can break them. Because as sweet, nice, and innocent as I am, I'm also horribly cruel and evil, but like in a nice, positive, heroic way. I guess we can wait for them to come back now, but I just wanted to take a moment while we had it to share that with you, listeners and watchers. And even those of you pirating our content, you know, I'm not a big fan of that. And there's people out there that will put an end to it. But some of you will watch this in a place you're probably not supposed to. And just want you to know, I appreciate you caring enough to watch or listen. Just maybe don't do it from stolen sources. That'd be nice. Be a great, I was gonna say birthday present, but it's not my birthday. Be a great today present. Sometimes it's just nice to have today present. Give someone you care about a today present. Just because. See, it's caring.
Oh, he's not back?
Just us.
Eh?
Just us. Just you, me.
Ah, I see ya.
All right, so here's the thing. That timing could not have been better.
Oh, hey, where's Mark?
Mark popped in, went, he's not back. And I said, nope, just us. And he said, okay, see ya. I swear to you, the door closed. His door stopped moving the moment yours opened. It was that tight. Mark, the moment your door stopped swinging closed, Bob appeared. It was beautiful.
I don't believe it. There's no way. Look. It's a lens.
I thought you had a hot dog wrapped in aluminum foil. I'm not going to lie, but a lens is also...
Is it a fancy lens?
Look at this, though.
Ooh, is that Arby's?
Nuts?
Nuts. So I ordered food delivery, and because in my brain, I was like, oh, they got, you know, mixed nuts. That's good to have. So I put in 2 pounds, not thinking in my head what 2 pounds of nuts actually was.
I'll show you 2 pounds of nuts.
So I have so many... nuts.
And we can see it every few seconds when your camera doesn't blur.
Yeah, I think it thinks these are eyes, which is a little disturbing.
Hey, the demon behind you wants to be in the frame. How did that discussion go? You guys talk about stuff?
Yeah, New World Order. Wade's going to join the military as a tank, mortar, repelling. He's going to be duct taped to the front of a tank.
I'm going
to
soak bullets with my body and catch mortars with my asshole.
Just to give you a sense of where I am, you just said duct tape, and in my brain I went, woohoo.
Duct tape, woo.
Everything, da-da-da-da, duct tape, woo.
Oh, okay, I get you. That makes sense.
Now it's time for more duct tape.
Whenever I hear that, I don't think of, like, DuckTales as a show. I think of the Game Boy.
The tune from the Game Boy, like the original Game Boy, yeah.
Like this really low.
Is that the one where like Donald like hops around on a cane, like it uses like a weapon?
Donald?
Isn't Donald Duck in
Donald?
Donald Duck is not in fact in DuckTales, I don't believe, no.
In my brain, in the Game Boy game, you hop around as Donald Duck on a pogo stick. Maybe I think I'm remembering incorrectly.
I think you are, sorry.
That's okay.
Is it Get Out technology that we like time? Is that what we're recording right now?
Or nuts, if you have tech or nuts.
Wait, did you just put your lens in a dry box?
Yeah, of course.
Oh, sick.
It's been very rainy, so I wanted to get it in there like right away, just in case any moisture got in.
I have this cord that I use to charge my phone.
Wow.
That looks very long. Ooh.
Ooh, ASMR nuts unraveling.
Very nice, yeah. So anyway, there's a lot. The whole world's going to change. China's going to go bankrupt. War will break out over these resources, and Wyoming is going to be invaded.
That sounds reasonable.
And that's the end of that.
Yeah.
How much time did that eat?
Well, considering you guys were playing musical chairs and doors for about 5 minutes, I would say that's at least a solid 13 minutes of actual discussion.
Well, okay. All right. Imagine that these things are the new oil, right? These are the new oil. This is what people want, because to make more advanced things, there's a whole field of science that people are only just starting to crack, which is basically creating... different compounds of metals that have different properties than the metals themselves, but in ways that are extremely hard to do. So do you know how an LED works?
It's a diode and light emits from it.
Yeah.
Because of electricity.
Yes!
So that's how that works.
So Veritasium just had a really good video that was about the blue LED. You know what I mean?
Oh,
have you seen that one?
The blue LED was very difficult to manage. I do know that.
Oh, the bled.
Exactly. Yeah. So the reason it's difficult to manage is because how light emits from a light emitting diode is because there's very specific materials that hold. This is the thing about semiconductors, is they're semiconductors because essentially this is boiling it down too simply, but you can control how they conduct electricity. And so it's similar in an LED. You have one side that is more positive, so more positively charged. One side is more negative, and you have a space in between for electrons to jump between. That is called the band gap. And when an electron jumps between, it emits light as a release of energy as it travels between the two materials. So this is, in a sense, finding materials with the right size band gap creates a wavelength of light. And that is a physical property emitting from a combination of materials that wouldn't ordinarily occur in the world and taking advantage of the properties. This is, by extension, is how a lot of technologies are made, by exploiting how these materials interact in ways that are controllable to produce the desired results. This light and then a light of a specific wavelength. Wavelength.
Boats have waves that hit them.
is by finding the right material combination. So with other metals like
Lavewank.
A neo. Look at his eyebrows go. Holy shit. Oh my god. People gotta tune in just to look at that.
So proud of that one.
Yeah, I was.
Your forehead okay? Did it hurt?
You got great face action.
Well, until I get my my brow lift, yeah, we're good. Gonna sag it a little bit more, yeah.
So all the fuck?
I kind of went out of focus as you turned your head.
I swear I heard footsteps like approaching my door. I'm like, it's like it's the rain picking up.
It's the nut man come to reclaim his nuts.
So all these things require different materials to work with and different materials to interact with and to create and fabricating them and or like getting them out of the earth is one thing. Then you got to like fabricate them and refine them and put them into the right orientation, combine them with other materials. You need these rare earth materials, which are not actually that rare, but
not anymore.
Yeah, now they're just earth materials.
So that's it, you know.
No, I mean, I could see how that's pretty cool. This is something that I don't know very much about, but I do know that it's been a problem that China had such a dominant supply of them. I'm sure it won't be a problem that we have a dominant supply of them. I'm sure we're cool, right?
America is the good guys.
We cool.
Yeah, that's right.
We all know.
We are so cool.